This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
We are going to play Reggie Miller's words about the Knicks from a couple years back. But we have some other audio we were working on during the break. Now, I was watching the game live, but I'm in the live chat. I'm reading articles. I got 20 tabs open. I'm looking at the calls. I'm talking to Paulie. I did not see Juan Soto so much admire the ball. I thought it was a homer off the bat. But I do remember on air saying Juan Soto just hit a double off the wall. And then I retracted it and said, oh, it was a single. Do you remember me saying that? And then he stole the base. It should have been a double, but he didn't hustle. And I've joked tonight about, why has he got to hustle? He already hustled the Mets for $765 million. But like, no, it's a baseball thing. You got to hustle. And specifically with the Mets, Mark Vientos didn't hustle earlier in the season against the Marlins. And we heard about it, right? It was addressed. Like, Carlos Mendoza addressed a young guy that ain't making any money. So now, you know, Juan Soto's not hustling. And now this is back-to-back nights from Sunday night baseball to Monday night against the Red Sox. This can't become a thing. It starts to become so magnified because all eyes are on Juan Soto. He's got to hustle at the least. That's a baseball thing. You got to run out of the box. So let's hear Carlos Mendoza asked about it post-game after this game. This seemed like a frustrating game between Pete Alonso, the Mets offense, Juan Soto not hustling again, and kind of what I tell you, he did the like wheels on the bus uppercut. He did the hit celly at first base, but it's like, bro, what are you celebrating? That should have been an extra base hit. Let's hear from the Mets manager, Carlos Mendoza.
Soto didn't bust it out of the box on that ball off the wall. Last night he had a play where he was a little slow getting out of it. Do you have to talk to him about any of that?
Yeah, I mean, we'll talk to him about it. Tonight, obviously, someone gets a hold of one and knows when he gets it, he's one, you know. And he thought he had it, you know, but with the wind and all that. And in this ballpark or, you know, anywhere, but in particular in this one, with that wall right there, you got to get out of the box. So, yeah, we'll discuss that.
Not his first time playing in Fenway. I'm trying to think, did Juan Soto hit one over the monster last year at all in Fenway with the Yankees? I don't recall. I mean, I've seen Judge and Stanton put them way over it, but hey, that's what I'm saying. Now you've moved on from the Yankees in the Subway Series, but all eyes are on Juan Soto, and so the narrative continues. I want to hear from Mets fans. We have some on the line, 888-808-1019. You guys watched the game. I watched some of it. Paulie watched some of it, but we're working. That's just going to be a storyline Let's hear from Juan Soto. He was asked about it post-game, and he ducked the media last night. So now some of those media members are getting a chance to talk to him. Let's hear what he had to say.
Well, and Carlos was just talking about the at-bats overall with runners in scoring position and how he feels like, as a group, you guys are kind of in between right now. How would you characterize what you're seeing in those spots?
I feel like we got to capitalize it as a team. We got to go out there and try to get those guys in. We're doing a pretty good job getting guys on, but at the end of the day, we got to come through.
Are you seeing any difference in the at-bats when there are runners in scoring position right now?
I don't think so. I think it's the same thing. You just sometimes you got to give credit to the pitchers that they've been doing a really good job painting the strike zone and executing their pitches.
What happened there on that ball that you hit off the wall?
I hit it pretty hard, really short green monster, but tried to get the second, but it wasn't enough.
Last couple of nights you've had couple of plays where you were slow getting out of the box. Is that something you have to be more aware of?
No. I think being hustling pretty hard. If you see it today, you could tell.
Well, you guys obviously have some great hitters at the top of the lineup. Why do you think the production hasn't been there lately for you, Francisco?
I mean, it's part of the game. It's not always going to be great. You know, we're going to have up and downs. We just got to keep our chin up and keep moving forward, you know. It's a game of failure. Sometimes you're going to fail, and you just got to keep moving forward. It doesn't matter what.
Credit SNY for the audio, Paulie. Thanks for clipping that as we look at the Mets, who are now in second place, losing back-to-back games, offense non-existent, going to Fenway tonight and trying to turn the page and move on from the Subway Series facing the Yankees' rival in division. They're 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position. They leave 6 on base. And Juan Soto, you heard the line of questioning, right? He had a hit, but that hit was a single that people feel like could have been a double. So now the narrative is that he's not hustling. He doesn't agree with that. Let's get to the phones. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Rob in Franklin Square. Thanks for holding, Rob. You're on.
Hey, man. Keith, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, man. Thank you very much. I got a couple of points. I'll keep them as brief as possible. Number one, I got to give you credit, even though I don't want to. As a lifelong Met and New York based football Giant fan, we're kind of like mortal enemies, but you do a great job to needle us and keep the fire going, and that's sports, and I love it, and I want to thank you for that.
Thanks. Yeah, it's sometimes. It's not all the time when it's needed, but yes.
No, you know what you're doing. Number two, I don't really want to talk about Soto, but listening over the last half hour on hold, yeah, he lollygagged it a couple of days. I don't want to spend any time on Soto. I have one point to make after this, but Soto will figure it out. All this back and forth, blah, blah, blah. Okay, you know, it's all day. But he'll figure it out. You know what? He'll figure it out. He's come this far for who he is, and regardless of where he came from, how many teams. My biggest point is I would like to see Luis Torrens get more time behind the plate. I really think the Mets had a much better record. I don't have the stats in front of me, but Torrens gets on base. And Alvarez, to me, all I see is him just swinging for the fences. I know he had a couple of hits tonight, but I don't know, man. He's trying too hard. He's pressing. And, you know, Torrens is throwing runners out. He's getting on base. He's just more beneficial, I believe, to the Mets right now. I love Alvarez. I love the fire he brings. But if we can, you know, stagger it a little bit better, I think the Mets will be a little bit better.
Yeah, I understand that. Thanks for the call, Rob, and the observations. You know, Alvarez had the 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts last night in the Subway Series finale in the rubber match. I thought maybe, I don't know. Let's see. I know Torrens was catching on Saturday. You know what it is. It's just like, you know, Alvarez is the young prospect. He was obviously hurt. Torrens emerged. Torrens has been great defensively and even has come up with some clutch hits. But they're platooning. And Alvarez is still just a couple weeks back. They're hoping he can find his power. He doesn't have... you know, any homers in his last few. I don't know. I think that's a small thing, but you're not wrong. Like Torrens, his pop time, throwing out runners, his defense, calling games, it's all part of it. And you need offense right now. Like right now, this Mets offense is pitiful. In their last four games, they haven't scored more than the Yankees scored last night. Like right now, they're struggling. Mets offense over the last six games, 1.67 runs. Their average is 183. Average with runners in scoring position is 150. Only nine extra base hits. It could have been 10 with Juan Soto. OPS is 528. So, like, again, what I said, this was an all-time Mets team at the plate in the run that they made from June to last year, even to the start of this year, right? They, you know, what Alonso was doing, what Lindor was doing, and other guys kind of filling in the blanks. Like, you know, Beatty came along more recently, and even Vientos. And you're kind of now sputtering, and you need those guys at the top of the lineup to get it done and the bottom of the lineup. And that's why I also asked about the young guys, right? You kind of have this rotation of these young guys. Now Jeff McNeil is back. You're almost forced to, like, I'm like, I just said the point. I'm like, who are they even missing? Jose Siri, Jesse Winker. It's just crazy, right? They went from being talked about as having one of the best lineups in baseball. Even Francisco Alvarez himself saying, you know, I think we have the best lineup in baseball, you know, even better than the Dodgers. But man, baseball is going to humble you. It is a hard sport. They just have faced some great pitching in the last six games. And yeah, right now they got to find it. And it's not helping with, you know, Juan Soto not hustling. And it's not his fault. But like those things get magnified when you lose. Like I said, now, you know, the Mets, who came into the Subway Series touting their record, who came into the Subway Series touting where they were in the standings as a first-place team. Now they're in second place. Now things get interesting with this Red Sox series. I mean, and you got the Dodgers looming. 888-808-1019. Phil is in Sheepshead Bay on the Fan next. What's up, Phil?
Hi, Keith. I watched the game tonight, Keith, and it looked like they were sleepwalking. Whenever a couple of guys get on base, right away, I see a guy hits into a double play, another guy a double play. I said to myself, what's going on? Because I remember last year, they had this losing streak. They had a team meeting. All of a sudden, the team, like they gave themselves a swift kick, you know where, and they all woke up and they played as a team. So what do you think? Maybe they have to have a team meeting. Something has to give.
A team meeting can't hurt, especially with all the Soto stuff and coming off of the Subway Series. But ultimately, they do have one of the best records in baseball. They just slipped into second place. Like, it's not panic time, but it is a little bit alarming with their lack of offense and how they cannot.
Exactly.
Yeah, something is up right now with the team.
I know it's a long season, but maybe, you know, certain guys, if you're not hitting, sit him down. Let Acuna play. Let someone else, you know what I mean? Like I see Taylor play tonight. He got a couple of hits, and he's hitting ninth. So something has to make some changes.
Yeah, yeah. You're not wrong. At the bottom of the order, I guess if you could look at anybody tonight, you know, Tyrone Taylor drove in the only run, but you know, Jeff McNeil was in center field. Like, that's what I think is happening right now. Thanks for the call, Phil. If I had to pick one thing, it is the musical chairs that you're playing between Jeff McNeil, Luis Angel Acuna, Brett Beatty, Mark Vientos, and then, you know, even in the outfield a little bit. 888-808-1019. I'm not saying it's, you know, I'm just a little observation. A little bit of a rut here. And we can't minimize the impact of the Subway Series. You play Sunday night baseball and you lose to your rivals and you're in that environment and then you go on the road and, you know, like Phil said, he felt like they were sleepwalking. Kodai Senga gives up two runs in the first inning, a run in the second inning, and that's all that the Red Sox would need. When you talk about grounding into double plays, they were backbreakers. They were killers. When you got something going, it was over. Soto, I saw ground into a double play. Nimmo, I think Alvarez. So the Boston Red Sox, who, like, the Boston Red Sox, to me, they're a second-place team, but they're a .500 team. They're a game below .500, and there was a ton of hype. I know myself, when they signed Bregman, I'm like, uh-oh. You know, they put some pieces together. They got Walker Buehler. They got Aroldis Chapman. Like, you know, look out for the Red Sox to bounce back this year. They don't scare me much as far as when the Yankees face them. But, yeah, the Mets got to bounce back. The Mets go in that building and can only score one run in the third to kind of answer the three runs, but then that is it. And the scoring was done early, you know, by the Red Sox with, like, small ball. I don't know if they even, like, I think, yeah, they, Alex Bregman grounds out second baseman Jeff McNeil to first base, Pete Alonso, first baseman Pete Alonso, Jaren Duran scores the first one. Jaren Duran balled out a little bit tonight. Two hits, a ribby, a run, got on base three times. Trevor Story single, and then, yeah, the Jaren Duran triple to put the Mets down 3-0. And then the Boston Red Sox wouldn't need anything. Like, you're just not going to win these games. In their last few games, one run scored tonight, two runs last night on Sunday Night Baseball, three runs on Saturday, two runs on Friday. You're not going to beat many teams like that. And I don't know. Maybe they need a team meeting. Maybe Mendoza's got to do something. Maybe, I don't know. You had the off day. You gave Soto the 2 days off. Somebody tell me. I don't know. Bobby's in Belmore on the Fan. What's up, Bobby?
Yeah, it's funny. I didn't even know about tonight. I was working, and I was going to talk about Soto last night, not hustling, but it's just incredible.
He gave him a fresh one. He did it. He kind of did it again. Yep.
And, you know, this guy's hitting 100 and runs in scoring position. He's done nothing in any big spots. You'd think he would freaking hustle for $800 million. I mean, you know, this guy, for him not to admit that he's not hustling or whatever it is, that's a red flag. And listen, I know it's only the first year of a huge career here, but I hope it's not an assessment we have here. I mean, the guy was out of shape in the winter. He looked heavy. And I don't know if that has anything to do with it or, you know, but maybe not Judge having hit behind him. But, I mean, he's better than this, even with or without Judge. And I think that, you know, for him to admit that he's not even hustling, it shows that mentally he's all whacked out. I mean, I don't know how he was like this with the – I didn't see him like this with the Yankees. I mean, and –
honestly, with the Yankees, I was telling his ass to stop running in the outs. Judge is coming up. He couldn't stay first a couple times.
Right, right. And, you know, this is just mental. I think it's more mental now with him. And he's had an awful Subway Series. He hasn't had an awful season so far. I'm going to say, considering his standards, I mean, he's hit 100 runs in scoring position. But I want to get to the NBA. Now, you know, everyone wants, I would love to see them, you know, Knicks, you know, win the series and play Minnesota. It'll only be, you know, deja vu after the trade. But I think in order for that to happen, I think that, you know, Minnesota cannot commit the turnovers because the Thunder will destroy you. And then Thunder's looked average in half court. So I think Minnesota can actually win the series if they stick to it half court and not run and gun and throw the ball away, which what Denver really was. Denver's downfall, you know, and with Aaron Gordon being out. But I think, you know, you cannot do that against the Thunder. They will destroy you. And I think that the Knicks series, you know, it's up to Towns. I mean, you know, if he could come through and have a good advantage over Turner, I think, you know, just like in the Boston series, when he played well, you know, in most of the series, you know, I think the Knicks are going to win a series in seven games. But, you know, I think it's going to go long. Indiana's look very good. And they have the experience from last year. And I know the Knicks have nobody healthy this year. It's a big difference. They have Towns, which was in the things in the series last year. But, you know, so I think I would give the Knicks the edge. But it'll be only Randall's playing like a beast for Minnesota. He averaged like 29 in a series against who did they just beat? But, you know, he's been playing unbelievable, Randall. So, yeah, I wish he would have liked that. He wasn't like that with the Knicks. I mean, he wasn't as, you know, playing as effective as he was with the Knicks. So
thanks for the call, Bobby. Yeah. It's going to be good basketball. It's going to be the best competition. It's the next level forward. The Timberwolves just knocked off the Golden State Warriors, who were without Steph Curry. He had the strain in the first game, and they were cooked. Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green, all that talking, and they had nothing. OKC was able to defeat the Denver Nuggets. Aaron Gordon tried to champ it out, tried to go the champs from a couple years back, ran out of gas against a young upstart team that, like they're here. They're here. I think OKC is going to be favored to win this whole thing. They were the best team in basketball. They put up some ridiculous numbers this year. Like, if I don't know, they can beat you in a lot of different ways. And then in the East, here it is. You know, Pacers versus Knicks, the Pacers being a team that was in the Eastern Conference Finals last year, they're looking to go a step further. They have a chip on their shoulder. Before we go to Don in Fort Lee, I wanted to play Reggie Miller. Like, I just, what I'm going to do the next two nights as we get closer to this is, you know, pull up different things from last year to kind of like refresh your memory on this little bit of a rivalry. And then maybe I'll dig into the, you know, the history, go back to, I don't know, Rick Schmitz and Reggie Miller, Detlef Schrempf, Roy Hibbert, Paul George, I don't even know. You know, some of those past Pacers teams and who they had. But really, it's just time to, like, lock in and realize, like, this is going to be really intense. Both teams are really fighting to get to the finals. They can smell it. And the Pacers don't like the Knicks, and the Knicks shouldn't like the Pacers. And the Knicks fan got to make it hard on the Pacers coming into their building. And those farmers are going to make it hard on you. They're going to make it hard. Like, if you want to take a trip out to Indiana, I'm sure the prices out in Indiana are going to be cheaper. If you want to fly to Indiana for whatever reason besides, you know, the Knick game and stay a little while, you'll probably just go there, watch the game, and dip out. It's definitely going to be cheaper. I think I had that clipped in my notes. Let me find that while Paulie cues up the Reggie Miller conversation from a couple years back. So, Tick Pick, and they've been great. Shout out to Kyle Zorn over at Tick Pick. They put me in Legends in the World Series last year. Solid people. I was actually rocking with them for years. Even before I was on the fan, I saw them coming. Cheapest tickets for Game 1 of the Conference Finals, according to Tick Pick. Pacers versus Knicks, $671. That's probably going to go up. Timberwolves versus Thunder, though. OKC, what are they playing? The Chesapeake Bay Arena or something? $170. That's what it costs to get in the Subway Series.
Chesapeake Bay Arena.
Where do they play? What's OKC's arena?
Something to do with energy, I think.
Paycom Arena? Paycom Center? Didn't it used to be Chesapeake something? Chesapeake Arena? I don't know why that was in my head. I feel like when I was younger, I used to know every arena. I used to know all the... I think video games help with that, too.
It is Paycom Center.
Chesapeake Energy terminates naming rights deal with Oklahoma City Thunder. It used to be Chesapeake Energy. I knew that wasn't just coming out of nowhere. Anyway, let's hear from Reggie Miller. And I believe Reggie Miller will be on the call. And let's see if he changes his tune, because I know the Knicks fans are going to let him hear it when he comes to the Garden. Go on.
And this is why I cannot stand the Knicks, because to me they're front runners, right? They think that they're God's gift to basketball. Now that you guys know you're going to win the game, a chance, okay. Should have left it at that, and we all could have moved on.
Yeah.
Where gasoline was poured on it.
So you guys obviously broke out into the...
Josh, that was crazy.
Josh Hart, right? And I don't think there was any... I don't know. I don't know what was in his head. I don't think there was anything malicious. I think he was trying to be funny.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But for him to, again, pour gasoline on it, saying... Because all you heard on the mic was him saying, F you. So people thought...
I think we had to dump that. I didn't realize that that part was in there. But you guys remember, obviously, last year, the F you Reggie chants. And people were like, I can't believe they said F Juan Soto. It's F Trey Young. It's F Embiid. It's F you Reggie. It's F Juan Soto. It's F Altuve. This is nothing new. But yeah, Reggie Miller's, you know, got a little chip on his shoulder. He thinks that the Knicks and the Knicks fans are entitled, that they think they're God's gift to basketball, that they're front runners. I mean, there definitely are a lot of front runners in New York. There are definitely a lot of people popping out now, rolling with the Knicks. And you should, though. You know, the city is behind them. They unite the city. The best thing I saw someone say, I don't have any summer Knicks gear. I'm not used to them playing this deep into May. I don't have any warm weather Knicks gear. All my Knicks gear is a jacket and a sweater and a knit cap. Okay, Don in Fort Lee, thanks for holding. You're on.
You hear me?
Yeah, we got you now, Don. Yep.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, so I want to make a Nick point, but before that, I'm going to give you a hypothetical. So when Aaron Judge was a free agent, if Cowan had offered him more money and blown him away with a big offer and he went to the Mets, do you think the Yankee fans would have handled his situation the same way they handled Soto's situation?
Yeah, I can speak from experience. He would have been destroyed. I was sitting in 104 in 2022 when he didn't sign the extension that Cashman offered him on opening day, and fans were giving it to him. He had a slow start. I think he went like 13 games without homering, and Yankee fans were saying, you're an idiot, you're a bozo, you should have taken the contract, what are you doing, what are you thinking, we tried to lock you up, and Judge just kind of took all that, internalized it, and then he went MVP and broke the AL home run record. So, yeah, if he would have left, especially being a homegrown Yankee, rookie of the year, and then having that year where he turned down the extension and went on, and like honestly that year he didn't get it done in the postseason and the Yankees got swept by the Astros, he would have been hated. He would have been an enemy. But, you know, word was that since Hal Steinbrenner and Steve Cohen were acquaintances, they had a handshake agreement like, hey, you don't come in and bid for my guy. I helped you even get to where you are in a sense. Like, don't make this a bidding war for our homegrown guy.
Yeah, I think it was out of respect, actually, for the Yankee organization and the fans and the owners. You know, so he didn't want to get involved with that, which was yes. good, I thought.
Yes, but the Padres offered $400, and the Giants matched the Yankees' offer. He could have went home to the team that he grew up rooting for. He could have joined the Padres with Juan Soto and Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis. He was loyal to the Yankee hat, one team.
Exactly. So my Nick, appreciate it. My Nick point is, it's funny, Reggie Miller. Reggie Miller was the reason I started hating the Pacers with his antics. There's no denying, as a player, he was a tremendous player. He was incredible. I mean, I wish he was a Nick, but his antics are what, you know, he would get under your skin. You know, so that's one of the reasons I dislike the Pacers. But,
of course, and he will be a figure in this series. He will be back. He will be on the call. He'll be in the garden. And, you know, these Pacers players, they want to somehow emulate him.
Absolutely. But what I was going to say about this, everything broke right for the Knicks this year. You know, they're never going to have an easier year to get to the finals as this year because of all the injured teams and so forth. And I just, the Knicks have shown such a high ceiling as far as when they play up to their full potential, they can play incredible, as we've seen, but they've been terribly inconsistent. So I just think they shouldn't squander this opportunity. Really try to take one game at a time and one possession at a time and just try to put their best foot forward, because these opportunities are few and far between, as we've seen in the last 25 years.
I think this is it. Thanks for the call, Don. I honestly have just said it. I'm like, when they went up 2-0 on the Celtics, I got on and I said, no, you have to win the series now. There is no participation trophy to be had. They won the series. There's still no participation trophy to be had. You have home court advantage. You lost this team last year. You can't lose to them back-to-back years. You have to advance the Eastern Conference, advance out of the Eastern Conference Finals now to the Finals. If you're a Knicks fan, you should be dreaming of seeing that trophy and the Finals logo on the floor in Madison Square Garden. They can beat the Pacers. They match up well. It's just going to be a matter of styles. And like I said, the Pacers are deep. They can play fast. They can shoot. They have multiple guys that can hurt you. They can slow it down. They can press. Like, it's going to be interesting to see how they match up. But I ultimately think that the Knicks can out-tough them. I think that it's going to be an advantage that the Knicks played Friday versus the Pacers playing, I think, last Tuesday. They took their series in a gentleman's sweep. I also think it's just an advantage of having home court advantage and the Knicks fan going there on Friday and that being a party for three quarters, and like it's carrying over. Like, now the Knicks are hosting the Eastern Conference Finals. The arena goes up to another level. 10:30 on my watch. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Dial 888-808-1019 if you'd like to join the show. KM to AM returns right after this. I mean, there was a little news blurb, you know, more coming out of the Subway series that, you know, the Yankees locker room, and their locker room literally is like a club after games. They got a whole light show, and they do this thing where they, like, you know, they like award players of the game, and they read the stats when they win, and they whoop it up. There was a blurb that they played 50 Cent. I get money, I get money, I run New York. And so I guess the reporters that heard that looked at that as like, a way to troll Juan Soto. I'm like, it's just a good song. That's a classic. 888-808-1019. As we get to the conversation again around Juan Soto, now we have another layer to it. So we've moved on from the Subway series, but not really. Now we have the Mets losing tonight. The offense sputtering again, only putting up one run. Juan Soto potentially having a double off the green monster, but he admired it a little bit. Didn't hustle out of the box. Thought he got it. You might have heard the audio. We played the audio when we came back in the 10 o'clock hour. You know, he says he feels like he's hustling. Clearly wasn't hustling there. That's back-to-back nights. Mendoza's got to talk to him, but, like, how do you check the $765 million man? How do you check the generational Juan Soto? You got to. He's the manager. And hopefully that changes. But that's just it's just not a good look for the highest-paid guy on the team who has all eyes on him coming off this Subway Series where it was all about booing Juan Soto and F Juan Soto and everything else. So 888-808-1019. Of course, we're talking about the Knicks as well, getting ready for the Eastern Conference Finals. So taking your calls on the Mets as they lose 3-1 in Boston to the Dead Sox. Taking your calls on the Knicks as we get ready for them to face the Corn Farmers from Indiana. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's go to my guy Bruce in Flushing. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, Keith. Two Soto points and two Yankee points. First, the article by Bob Kaplish hit on something that I thought was extremely interesting, where he said that the Met hierarchy is concerned of Soto's lack of enthusiasm for the Mets. That kind of hit me hard, and I thought that was rather interesting. What do you have to comment on that?
I would love to know more about who, and we'll probably never know, but I'd love to know more about who's Bob's connect or sources or where that came from. But I saw that at the end of the article as well. Like, yeah, now we have enough time where clearly this guy that we all watched in New York, Mets fans and Yankee fans alike, we got to see what he was like last year as a Yankee. He does not look the same as a Met. The end.
Second point. Let's say Soto goes on for the next 5 years, has mixed success, still is not happy about being a Met. Do you think, A, he opts out, and B, do you think the Yankees, this will be after Stanton is gone, this will be after Cole is gone?
So this is what I'll say, Bruce. After Soto conducted himself and all the things that he said, he's really done. But even, like, you know, now in hindsight, like Hal Steinbrenner had to never mind the shenanigans game five with how he held court and talked to the media in Yankee Stadium, in the Yankees clubhouse about being available to all 30 teams and what the organization, like, you know, Hal still had to offer him because the fans would have never let Hal live that down. But he's not welcome back. That's over. That page has been turned. That chapter is done. He's already come back as a Met. We don't want him back now. So, no, he can opt out. And maybe he does. Maybe he wants to go somewhere else. Maybe the Dodgers bring him in or something. But nah, he'll never come back to the Yankees. And the Yankees are better for it. They don't have to pay him that much. And they have a better player in right field. And they added a bunch of other better players since they didn't have to pay Juan Soto $50-plus million a year. Or 47 and a half, I think they were trying to pay him.
Two more Yankee points, if I can. Number one, with the Phillies closer being suspended for 80 games and not being eligible for the playoffs, to me, is a great opportunity for the Yankees to deal one of their relief pitchers to the Phillies with something they need, whether it be Alex Bonham for a third baseman or trade Bonham in a three-team kind of deal, or pick up Andrew Painter, who is the number one draft pick, who's coming back from Tommy John surgery. They had 3 or 4 starts in AAA. His ERA is like 3.48. Do you think the Yankees try and do that?
I don't know about Alec Bohm. Maybe if they want to throw us a starting pitcher, maybe add some other pieces into the deal. I don't know. Maybe Philly's manager used to be with the Yankees. Maybe there's a connection over there. And who would you want to get rid of in the Yankees bullpen? Devin Williams?
Not necessarily. I mean, I still think you can do a trade for a Mark Leiter, who's a proven veteran.
Send him back there, yeah.
And even if I do Williams, I don't know if I want to. It depends on the return. Let me see I can get back. But if I can get a reliable starter, and if Painter is over his Tommy John stuff, and he's former number one draft pick, I mean, that's, and maybe painting something else. Like I said, it depends on the return, but to me, it's an opportunity for the Yankees to exploit.
Potentially, yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to say it's not going to happen. I'm not going to say I know it's going to happen. I think Brian Cashman this year, especially with what we're seeing out of this team, yeah, I think he's going to be shaking every tree he can shake and try and figure that out.
And one last point. Can you do a homework assignment for me and for other Yankee fans? The Yankees have a kid named Rojas at third base who's hitting fairly well with power. I think he only has 8 or 9 home runs. But I have no idea how good defensively he is. Can you try and make some inquiries and find out how good a defensive player he is?
Yeah, I'm sure somebody listening right now is a Yankee fan that is always in the weeds in the minors and is familiar. I know one person I could reach out to, and I'll look on the internet. Is that it, Bruce?
That's it. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks for the call, Bruce. 888-808-1019. I mean, I'm not even thinking about the trade deadline yet because it's May 19th and the trade deadline is the 31st. And historically, Brian Cashman doesn't make his moves too early. So we are far away. And like, I'm not wanting for anything with this Yankee team right now. They have help on the way. They have help on the way just off of guys that are coming back. Like, I get the Yankees media alerts and like Scott Efros and JT Brubaker. I think Jake Cousins is on his way back. We just got Jonathan Loaisiga back. Like, we're all right. Eventually, it'll be June, and then Luis Gil will be back. Like, the Yankees have more guys coming back than they can really figure out. So, like, the trade deadline, I don't know exactly what we're going to be looking for there. It's just going to be, you know, the cherry on top for real. But, like, right now, I'm not wanting for anything. I'm happy with the way they're playing. I'm happy with the, like, you know, way things have shaken out. I guess the only thing I could say I want is Gerrit Cole. I wish Gerrit Cole was here and a part of it. But, I mean, Max Fried, it is what it is. Carlos Rodon, we're good. I don't know. I'm not wanting for everything. I'm not thinking about the trade deadline so much with the Yankees just yet. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Mooney in Wayne, New Jersey. Mooney, how are you?
KM, what's the word, brother?
Hanging out, watching this Mets post game, which just turned into actually Honda Sports Night. Looking for any audio, right, anything right. That I can, you know, bring to the table here.
So, you know, I just got a couple of things I wanted to say. Number one, I like you, but you got to chill with the Mets, bro. Just leave us alone, man. We're the little redheaded, you know, stepsister or whatever it is. We get it. The Yankees are the big bad boys in town. Let us live.
I try to leave y'all alone. When y'all win, I big you up. I talk about the manager and the owner and the president of baseball. But, like, today.
It's still
today,
May, though, KM. It's
yeah,
May.
But we you just lost the Subway Series in Soto's return. I had to let y'all hear it today.
Yeah. I feel you with that. But last year we won every game. We weren't really talking much. Let's just enjoy right now. It's Nick time. And so I'm 49 years old. I was just texting my boy Tim Thomas, who I know for a couple years. I was just texting him. I can't believe if this is about guys like us, guys in their 30s, guys in their 40s, who been lifelong Knicks fans, that we had to deal with Phil Jackson era. We had to deal with Frederick Weiss, Kevin Knox, missing out on Steph Curry, one pick. It's been brutal. I know there's front-running fans out there. I get it. That happens with everybody that wins. It happens all the time. If you win, you're going to get the front-runners. But let's focus on the real New York Knicks fans. We're going to be in the building Wednesday night. I can't believe this is my first ever Knicks playoff game in Madison Square Garden. The Knicks are in the Eastern Conference Finals facing the Indiana Pacers, and we're going to bring the damn roof down on these Hicks from Indiana. That's what we want to talk about. Let's talk about the Knicks, this long-suffering fan base, and we finally got, he's a dog. We got a bunch of dogs, but number 11 is the truth. He is the truth. So let's make this about the Knicks. Let's bring New York together, man. Let's be together. Let's, the whole tri-state, get behind this team. This team is special. We're 8 wins away from bringing the chip to the greatest city in the entire world.
Well done, Mooney. Well done, Mooney. Well done, Mooney. Well done. Heard you. Copy. I understand. I'm not getting in the way of that. And as this show expires in the next hour and 6 minutes, and Big Mac comes in. Big Mac was on last night, so I don't know how much Subway Series he's going to really do, the conversation is going to shift to straight up Knicks. Go New York, go New York, go. Knicks, Pacers, Eastern Conference Finals, getting you hyped for that. But like I said, at least for my intents and purposes, I'm on tonight, I'm on tomorrow night, and I'm on Wednesday night after. So the way I lined it up, got to give you my reaction to the Subway Series and now close that chapter today. Then tomorrow is going to be heavy, you know, Knicks. I got, it's literally Eastern Conference Finals Eve for me. I'll be on after the Yankee game. We'll, of course, talk about what happens with the Red Sox, Mets game, and then, you know, Rangers and Yankees. But then it's like, it's pump-up time. It's like, this is it. Because then I won't be on to react to game one until Wednesday night late. So, yeah, I hear you. And again, like I said, I always say I bring balance to the force. I listen all day. In the morning, Mets fans. In the midday, Salicata, whole Mets fan. Soto. Didn't Sal say he'd rather Juan Soto perform in the series over the Mets win the series? You got neither. Then afternoon drive, Evan, my Mets Bible. Come on. Lugie, who literally got on air and said that this was the Yankees World Series. No, the Yankees were in the World Series. The Yankees have won the most World Series. All these Yankee fans that you're listening to that are, I don't know, over 30, like, we actually have watched the Yankees win the World Series. The Subway Series is never the World Series to us. You can't flip that on us. So I came in today, I'm like, I'm easily cooking today. I'm easily returning serves. I'm smoking Juan Soto's pack, the Mets pack. We packed them up easily. 888-808-1019. Larry in Medford on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, what's going on?
You know, hanging out.
Okay, I'm not a Mets fan. You know, they could lose 162 games a year, and I wouldn't care. I'm a Yankee fan. You know, I'm old school. Teams I don't like them. They can lose every game.
Listen, it's funny you say that. I tell people all the time I was in the MLB fan cave, and there were seven other fans from different teams, and one of the first things I told them, I said, I'm Yankees only. I hope you guys lose every single game. I'm not rooting for you at all. Like, I am a Yankee fan only. Like, I do not have any interest in the rest of your teams. But it is what it is.
But yeah, so my thing is with Soto, you know, I do believe he, you know, I think it's sinking in that, you know, he's not a Yankee anymore. He's got to be with the Mets for 15 years. And I don't think he's going to be very happy about that for 15 years.
Yeah. Like, that is the whole crux of this thing. Mets fans telling us we're coping, we're heartbroken. No, 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 no. We are booing this man's decision. We don't agree with your decision. We think we are here. We think what you chose is down there. Now you got to live with that decision.
Yeah, no, we got better. I'd rather have Goldschmidt and Bellinger and Fried than Soto. But the thing that gets me is people always talk about his contract, like 15 years, you know, $765. But you got to count in the $75 million signing bonus. And when he opts out and the Mets sign him right back, that's another, you know, another $4 million a year for the last 10 years.
Yep.
It's like an $855 million contract.
Oh, it's so much more. I've heard so many people calculate this. I'm glad that we found out today that they don't have a private jet for his family. But, like, just the suite alone for 15 years, that's $15 million plus. The premium tickets, the security detail, the wardrobe for his mother. And like you said, when he opts out, they can raise his AAV, also the signing bonus, also the escalators in the contract, like him being an all-star, him winning MVP, him winning a World Series. David Stearns helped craft a masterful contract. It was so much more than the Yankees offer.
Yeah, but I love, like, you know, listen, I listen to it all day. I always want to talk to Sal. I can't believe BT doesn't tell him to shut the F up. It's not a $765 million contract. It's well over almost $855 million, and nobody's worth that.
Yeah, I try to correct that all the time. I hate when people say it was a $5 million difference. Well, first off, it wasn't, because the Yankees offered 16 years versus 15 years.
Yep. And then they always act like this guy's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Listen, he has the best eye in baseball. I'll give him that.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He's the only one in baseball who walks more than he strikes out. But otherwise, you know, Judge is better than him. Otani's better than him. Bobby Witt Jr. is better than he is. I don't understand how these people act like he's the greatest thing. And he's a 280 hitter. He's not the greatest hitter. If you're a 280 hitter, you're nowhere near the greatest hitter alive. I don't understand this.
Thanks for the call, Larry. I mean, I'll say it again. It was obvious. Even before Juan Soto was a Yankee, he was a target of the Mets, the richest owner in the sport. He was a rare unicorn. Not the unicorn that Ohtani is. But when you hear Scott Boras at the winter meetings talk about he's a centurion, and he said basically whatever organization signs Juan Soto, he's going to make them billions over the course of the next 15 years. Well, there's a billionaire owner that understood the magnitude of this guy being a Yankee and you not being outbid for him. I remember Steve Cohen saying after their first meeting, he thought that Juan Soto wasn't going to sign with him. That's another tell. Steve Cohen wasn't sure he was going to land Juan Soto until the final hours. So what happened? Right? They say when money enters the room, God leaves. Well, I think in the initial meetings, which weren't money talk, were just talk about, I don't know, family or the scouting department or the minor leagues and your vision for the future. Juan Soto probably heard their initial pitch and thoughts and was like, not better than the Yankees. Like, I don't know. But then when Scott Boras and Steve Cohen and David Stearns and them are punching the numbers, I told you that night, bro, just me as a fan looking at Hal Steinbrenner, he prioritizes his sleep. I'll never forget the lockout where he was the first owner to dip. And I laughed because I was on the fan that night. We got the report, Hal Steinbrenner left. And I'm like, yeah, because Hal's like, I am the owner of the New York Yankees. Whatever y'all want to do, y'all can do. I'm going home and going to bed. I'll see y'all in the morning. Same thing with the winter meetings. The Juan Soto stuff didn't break until Sunday night at like 8:30, 9 o'clock. I remember I went to bed. So I think Hal was like, listen, this is our offer. If that's not enough money for you to stay with us, then you don't want to be with us, and I don't want to do this anymore. I'm going to bed. Don't go to bed yet. Coming up next, we'll do the big shot of the night, my last hour on the fan, which usually is open mic. It's wide open for conversation. If you want to talk about Shador Sanders, if you want to talk about, I don't know, Caitlin Clark, if you want to talk about Caitlin Clark being the best basketball player in Indiana, we can do so. Keith McPherson on the fan, taking your calls till midnight. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.